with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The latest readout on consumer prices is just in. The government reports prices rose 0.3% last month compared to December. It's evidence that while inflation has slowed, it does remain elevated. Israel, Taiwan, and especially Ukraine would benefit from a $95 billion foreign aid bill and passed the Senate this morning. Roughly two-thirds of the money is earmarked for Ukraine. Some Republicans oppose the measure because it lacks any funds to secure the U.S. southern border. That opposition could delay or sink the bill in the House. Israel being pressed by the U.S. and Jordan to agree to a ceasefire in Gaza, allowing for the release of more hostages held by Hamas.
President Biden hosted Jordan's King Abdullah for talks here at the White House, and both leaders expressed deep concerns about an Israeli military operation in Rafah. The president said it should not proceed
without a credible plan for ensuring the safety and support of more than 1 million people sheltering there.
He also pushed for a six-week pause in the fighting to free more hostages, while the king called for a lasting ceasefire.
This war must end.
Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, as a powerful nor'easter bears down on New York City, Mayor Eric Adams says it will be remote learning today for school kids, and he's appealing to people to stay off the roads.
We're doing everything in our powers to keep New Yorkers safe. We want New Yorkers to do everything in their powers to continue to be safe by, again, staying off the road.
The storm being felt from West Virginia to Maine, roads are getting slick in a lot of areas. Many schools are closed or delayed. And FlightAware.com reports more than 1,100 flight cancellations so far today. On Wall Street, stock futures are lower this morning. The Dow futures down 51 points. NASDAQ futures off 118 points. This is SRN News. The 2024 election cycle is wrapping up, and the American Family Association is urging Christians to get to the polls. To that end, the ministry is offering its iVoter Guide.
Our mission is to equip Christians to be good stewards of their vote by doing the research for you. We look at who the candidates have given money to, who's given money to them or bought influence from them. If they've ever held office, how have they voted on legislation? We gather scorecards from both conservative and liberal groups.
Debbie Wuthnow, president of iVoter Guide.
We cover federal races in all 50 states, statewide and state legislative races in 36 states, and even some key down ballot races.
There are still a lot of Christians not registered to vote and others who are but don't show up on Election Day. Wuthnow points out that many political races turn on a very small percentage of voters and one church congregation can swing the outcome. She urges believers to visit iVoterGuide.com. This is SRN News. A New England clergyman is accused of dealing drugs.
The reverend of a United Methodist Church in Woodbury, Connecticut, was taken into custody Friday after police received a tip he was selling crystal meth out of his church's rectory, according to authorities. The pastor was charged with possession of narcotics with intent to sell, along with other charges. The reverend was released on $10,000 bail. State police say the pastor was found in possession of crystal meth in both rock and liquid form in a hypodermic needle. They say he was arrested at the site of a purported drug deal set up by a cooperating witness who tipped them off. That's according to local media. I'm Julie Walker.
Fidelity Charitable, the nation's largest grant maker, has distributed a record-setting $11.8 billion to nonprofits, and that's up more than 5% at a time when donations are generally declining. More details at SRNnews.com.